What we found is that the Cheyenne River is in a state of degradation. It's adjusting geomorphically to not only several consecutive wet years with extreme flooding, but also additional pressure coming from the drainage from Devil's Lake. There are definitely quite a few places throughout town where the riverbanks are failing. You see 10, 15, 20-foot vertical embankments with exposed soils and overhanging banks. I've talked to property owners who have lost on the order of 15 feet of their property to river erosion. And with the increased water pressure, if something isn't done to stabilize those banks and to change the dynamics of the river system, that erosion, and our modeling shows that erosion is likely to continue until a new equilibrium is reached.
Major event in 2009 and 2011, and how can you, as a hydrologist, differentiate those two events with the current, as you mentioned, Devil's Lake water coming down, or the increase of Devil's Lake water? Is there a way to separate those?
There is and there isn't. When you're talking about a river system, it's dynamic. There are a lot of variables that come into play. We know that the extreme events in 2009 and 2011 did damage to the river system. We know and have proved through the modeling, the numeric hydraulic modeling that we've done, that the addition of the Devil's Lake water during the low flow time, during the summer flow time, does add additional pressure, does create additional erosion, and does act on the channel banks in a way that is going to continue to scour and remove material. The numeric modeling and the data that we've collected can differentiate and parse those out a little bit, but you have to keep into consideration that this is a very dynamic and natural system, and so there are a lot of variables that come into play.
What type of models would you be options, shall we say, giving to the city, to help alleviate or protect against the erosion?
The purpose of the study was to do a comprehensive assessment of the state of the river as it is now, how it's likely to continue, and then to identify and really dial in on those areas that are a priority for the city to do restoration work. The results of the study are designed as a tool, a planning tool for the city to use. It evaluates the river conditions from a geomorphology and science perspective. The community and the town then needs to decide where they want to do work, what kind of projects they want to design. It helps focus in on those areas where we can do a lot of good, and it provides some useful techniques for doing bank stabilization.